In this edition of Vital Signs, another possible treatment for COVID-19. Convalescent plasma therapy uses proteins or antibodies from the donated blood of survivors of COVID-19 to treat others with the same illness. The FDA is investigating the procedure, but it's allowed hospitals like Baylor Scott & White to use the therapy on a case-by-case basis. I talked about this with Dr. Uriel Senkovsky, an infectious disease specialist with Baylor Scott & White.
Have someone who had a disease, who had, let's say, coronavirus, take their blood, purify their plasma, checking for all sorts of other problems like HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and all sorts of other potential infections that can be transmitted by transfusion. And once that is done, we are able to administer it back to someone who's ill, with the hope that this product will be able to block or act against the virus that this person has. We have an advantage. This has been used previously for other diseases, mumps, polio, measles, even rabies, with success. We have safety mechanisms to know that we are administering something that is not going to cause harm to our patients. We're dealing with a pandemic. There's a lot of anxiety to be able to help people. But we don't have to forget that by trying to help, sometimes we may cause harm. So we really have to be careful how we deploy all these therapies for our patients. Not forgetting that as of today, the most important treatment for COVID-19 is supportive therapy.
Meaning?
COVID-19 causes decreasing oxygen in the blood. And so providing oxygen will help these patients survive more than anything else today.
That said, at what point would you consider using convalescent plasma on someone with COVID-19?
What has been shown is that the earlier you use it, the better. We know that the disease manifests by two different phases, at least. So one is what we call a viral phase, when the virus is reproducing and is actually in high quantities. And that virus itself ends up causing an inflammatory reaction. The immune system responds to it. In the beginning, when the virus is higher, that's where the plasma may have a much more effect versus a later phase where kind of like the damage is done.
Based on what you've seen so far, does convalescent plasma therapy work against COVID-19?
So there's some data from China. 5 patients here, 3 patients there. There's no clinical trial yet up and running. We're still early in the epidemic. We do not have enough people that have recovered that are able to donate plasma to be able to build a bank. Once you have that, you can start a clinical trial.
If you are someone who has survived COVID-19 and you have the antibodies in your plasma that would work well for use as part of convalescent plasma therapy, are you someone who likely would not get COVID-19 again?
That's the million-dollar question right now. We have heard of people that have supposedly recovered from COVID-19 and then had it again. Maybe these patients did not mount a good immune response. Maybe they recovered and they don't have what we call so-called neutralizing antibodies. Having antibodies by themselves does not mean that someone is protected. Those antibodies have to have a neutralizing property. The higher the property, the better those antibodies are to block the virus. The question that we're trying to determine right now, are these antibodies really helpful against COVID-19? Are we able to block the virus and decrease the severity of the disease? We don't know. And I will add that the other application for convalescent plasma could be for prevention. When you give antibodies to someone, the amount of time that these antibodies would be useful are about a month or maybe 2 months. They will circulate in the bloodstream for X amount of time and hopefully provide protection against infection with the virus. Someone will get infected but will not show the whole signs and symptoms of COVID, just a mild disease. The applications are multiple. The question is, do we really know it helps? And we don't know that yet.
Dr. Senkovsky, thank you for being with me.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. Thank you again.